This session is all about curiosity. Our mantras include: insights emerge in the realm of epiphanies as I ponder my truth. My guides and angels offer me the wisdom I need at the right moment in my journey. Looking at the world upside down offers new perspective and guides my problem solving in creative ways. I think curiosity is such a funny thing to talk about. There seems to be a lot of energy right now around helping kids get curious, but what about us as adults? I think kids are inherently curious, and it gets trained out of us as we grow up. When there's so much emphasis placed on production, work, focus, even phrases like curiosity killed the cat. Be careful, right? If you get into this space, you might not get out, or you might get into danger being curious. But the beautiful part about curiosity, especially right now, is that we have research and science to back up that curiosity is what brings us into the present moment faster than almost anything else. Curiosity takes us into novelty learning, a place that we've never been before. And in this space, we become mindful. Hence, the encouragement to allow kids to be curious. In the same vein, let's give ourselves permission also to be more curious. I know that when you're in burnout, when you're feeling exhausted and tired, it seems like the last thing that you have any kind of time or energy for is to be curious, to look around and wonder, to create space to ponder, who am I? What am I doing here? And who cares? Most of all, when we ask those questions, when we start to get curious, it can be difficult, especially when we feel tired and we're questioning our path, or we know that we're on the right path, but things aren't going as we had originally dreamt. It can be difficult to create the space and the time to answer those questions, to hear the inner voice that comes to us through prayer, through meditation, through curiosity, through art. To heed that voice, to actually understand what it's saying, and then to act on it, the most difficult part. Curiosity doesn't just bring us into novelty learning for no reason. It brings us into a space where we are being offered guidance and direction from our intuition, from our own messages and our own needs for what's next in life. In the rightness of the moment, which step do I take when I'm at the fork in the road? How many options are there for me really as I sit here wondering what's next? But the beauty again of curiosity is that it brings us back to the present moment. We don't have to worry about what's next. We also don't have to feel guilt, resentment, any of those emotions that start to bring us down from the past. This includes nostalgia, wishing that things could be like the past, or lamenting, being frustrated about things from the past. None of those help us reground. None of those things help us truly step into the present moment and better understand my purpose, your purpose, and when we connect, what it is that we can create together. Of course, in this world, we must have strategy. We must have some kind of linear processes that can help move us forward and help us articulate and demonstrate how we envision the future. But the curiosity process is what really makes it human-centered. Without this kind of novelty learning and this exploration of what it is that we need, it makes it much more difficult to understand the implicit needs of the people that we serve. The implicit needs, meaning, what are the things that people need that sometimes they can't even say themselves. But, as service providers, we can pick up on it. We can see between the lines, we can read between the lines and hear between the words to a deeper meaning and a deeper understanding. First, if we're in tune with ourselves. Second, by getting in tune with the people that we support. And of course, looking at the world upside down seems kind of crazy, kind of radical. But it's an idea to help us put on goggles that see the world differently. Perhaps you're someone that looks at everything through rose-colored glasses. Perhaps you're somebody that sees the world through gray or charcoal glasses. Everything looks dark. What if you put on a different pair of those perspective goggles? What if they were green or blue? What if we put on clear goggles? What perspective would that provide? Again, we can get curious and start to wonder, how is it that I see the world? Who taught me how to see the world in this way? Is that really my value system, or is it someone else's that I'm taking with me through life? What do you believe is required for the next generation of leaders and service providers to evolve to be the best helpers, the best nurturers in this world? What is it that you need today? What is it that you've needed during your vocational or professional journey that you've never received? And how can you cut that cycle and begin to offer that to the people you work with and the people that you serve? Again, sometimes the problems that we're facing, the challenges that we need to overcome, we can find the solutions right in front of us. Even if we face a complex or critical problem, we don't have to solve it with another complex solution. Sometimes the simplest of solutions for ourselves and for the people that we serve can provide the greatest benefit. How do you find the state of present or the state of curiosity where you can really hear your intuition? Our daily reflection. Look around your space right now. How difficult or easy is it for you to find something novel? Even if you know this space very well, how easy or difficult is it for you to get curious? How do you harness your own curiosity to then focus your impact? In other words, have you been trained that curiosity is actually distraction? Or can you get curious, find newness, and then hone it in to create a solution, to move things forward? What gets in your way from being curious and going into novelty learning on a daily basis or even a moment-to-moment basis? What stops you from being curious? Finally, who do you love to learn with? What's your style of learning? When, where, and with whom do you feel the safest to be in the present and be curious? Be well, my friend.